At first glance, you may not notice that this picture and the one immediately to the right depict exactly the same subject.
I think you would agree that the differences are far more telling than the similarities.
Absolutely. And now Pissarro to the left is fully an impressionist in the commonly accepted understanding of that term, an artist who is using high color, but basically within a big dominant tonality here, pitched towards the blues, and a very lively paint surface with variegated marks, providing a whole sense of atmosphere and of nature in movement. And to the right, Cézanne, leaving one puzzled about what time it is, what season it is, and very much involved in what Matisse would say is the great lesson of Cézanne, construction by means of colour. You know, the sense of almost bands of different colours put together to simultaneously build the picture and build the architecture which is represented. As we look from one picture to the other and see the same blue roof, the same house on the top of the hill, and just see the absolutely different way in which these things have been represented.
Right. And the fact that Cézanne takes incredible liberties at that stage, I mean, he edits out the central tree. It reminds me of that famous sentence which Cézanne repeated over and over when he got older. I wanted to make something solid out of Impressionism, to turn Impressionism into some form of classicism, an art of the museums. No wonder this is the last time that he participates in the Impressionist venture.